Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Broken Earth. This is Bill. Tonight's show is about readings and predictions for 2013 and a bit of light conversation and thoughts throughout the show. If you'd like to share anything with us, if it's anything from a previous show, an update on a reading or any interesting stories or information you have for us, please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. So sit back, open your minds, get a drink, and please enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. It's Nunu. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Really glad to be able to be here. Happy Tuesday. We've got about a week to go. And guess what happens?
It's Easter time.
It is. It's going to be Easter.
The Christmas bunny's going to come around and lay eggs in your bed.
What?
That's what happens, right?
What kind of eggs?
Chocolate ones.
Delicious. In the bed. That won't look bad at all.
But yeah, it's getting to that time. I still got to do my wrapping, my Christmas wrapping, but a freestyle. I'm not going to get an opportunity to do it now, probably until Christmas Eve. Just got such a, you know, hectic lifestyle at the moment, so I don't have any time to do it.
I know. You're going to be going to the party and recovering from party and, oh my goodness.
I just wanted to point out, of course, that the rabbit does come down the chimney at Christmas time. Just somebody pointed that out. I forgot to make that statement there. It's so foggy here at the moment. It's really weird because normally when I look out my window, I can see all the street lights and across at the retail park and that, and it's just pitch black, like there's nothing out there.
My mom was commenting about the fog yesterday morning. She was just like, kind of like, oh my gosh, it's just so foggy,
temperature dropped pretty quickly this afternoon. We had a hell of a lot of rain the past couple of days, but was it last Christmas, I think, here? I mean, it was about 15 degrees centigrade. It was like one of the hottest Christmases on record for about 100 years. I've got to go out on Friday night on a Christmas party, and I really don't want it to be too cold. Raining.
Right. You want to have a good time.
That's right.
You want to have a great time. Super great time.
Yeah, it's getting near Christmas.
I know. And I already opened my present.
You did. What did you get?
I got I was so excited. Let me tell you, it was a little black box, and I was like, oh my gosh, what did Bill get me? And then I realized it actually was a little black box.
You were like, opened it up, supposed to find a necklace or something.
I know, and I was like, oh my God, it's a zapper. But I mean, I don't want you to feel like I was just like, oh my gosh. It was very bittersweet because I need a zapper, but you've been doing that. You've been getting me gifts that I need instead of gifts that are just going to be worn and just put to the side.
Because I tend to be a practical person, you see, and I want to give and receive things that's going to be put to good use rather than, you know.
I wear my necklaces and rings and things that you've given me, because I won't get myself a zapper, so you got it, and I wouldn't get myself a little a refrigerator, but you got it, so.
Yeah, that's right, refrigerator. I'll give you an update on the zapper. I've mentioned this a few times on the show before, but there's World Without Parasites is a website, and something called the zapper, which is, there's a couple of different types out there. The most popular ones are the ones by Don Croft and Dr. Hulda Clark. And I picked up a Don Croft one. I've now mentioned it on quite a few shows, so I'll just recap for the people who don't know what it is. And it's just like a little box, and it's the design of it lets a certain current go through your body at a certain frequency, and it's supposed to get rid of bad bacteria and parasites and things like that. And it has improved my vision, and I've had some other weird side effects, which I've read upon as testimonials, Zappa testimonials online you can read into if you want to investigate it some more. But the most recent update is, I don't mean to be, you know, weird and gross by giving you an update about it, but I had like a little squidgy lump thing on my shoulder for years and years. I used to get like chicken pox and stuff like that.
Right, right.
It used to be like that, and I had it for years and years, and then I started using the zapper, then all of a sudden it like tripled in size. And everyone was like, hey, who's your new friend? But it was all squidgy, and it actually went like I said, not to be gross, but it started to go crusty and turned to a scab and actually just fell off a couple of hours ago. So it's gone now.
Yum.
You know. So it's gone now. So I mean, I'm pretty sure there wasn't just coincidence by using the zapper.
Of course,
I think
it's not.
The zapper's got helped it. You know, it's probably been lingering for a while. Whatever. I don't even know what it was. It was weird, but it's pretty much gone now. A little bit tender, but it's gone.
That's good. That's
so
good. Yeah, I have just been like, well, I'm not going to tell anybody what's been going on with me, but I am. It's working. It's working.
Good.
It's detoxing me or something. But I know that, you know, I've been sick. And I'm still, I mean, and it may be making me a little sicker, but like I said, it's detoxing me.
Yeah.
So
what's been going on this week? I'll tell you what's in the news. Instagram. Somebody suggested I used Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Someone suggested a few months ago that I use that to, you know, promote my photographs. I'll look at the small print before I, you know, put my photos up there for people to see. Upon reading the fine print, it said something along the lines of, you know, you were giving us the right to distribute and edit your photos. And I thought, I don't want people doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the news this week, let me tell you about this. I'll read this out. Facebook's photo sharing site Instagram has updated its privacy policy, giving it the right to sell users' photos to advertisers without notification. Unless users delete their Instagram accounts by the deadline of 16th of January, they cannot opt out. The changes also mean Instagram can share the information about its users with Facebook, its parent company, as well as other affiliates and advertisers. The move riled social media users, with one liking it to a suicide note. The new policies follow Facebook's record $1 billion acquisition of Instagram in April. Facebook's Vice President of Global Marketing Solutions, Carl Everson, early this month had said eventually we'll figure out a way to monetize Instagram. A notice updating the privacy policy on the Instagram site said, we may share your information as well as information from tools like cookies, log files, and device identifiers and location data with organizations that help us provide the service to you and third-party advertising partners. There's more to it, but you get the idea. Basically,
right.
They're going to be distributing your photos that you've uploaded and
right.
making money off your photos. And
right.
you can't, if you don't delete your accounts by the 16th of January, you cannot opt out. So, you know, if I was you, I'd save your photos off there if you haven't got them anywhere else and delete it and find somewhere else to upload them and watermark them.
Especially if you fancy yourself a photographer.
That's
you
right.
Know? Yeah, you don't want your stuff to just be out there necessarily, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, today's topic is about reading, predictions, and also if there's any predictions that anybody has of their own that they want to talk about for the next year coming up, or you know, just readings that you've had with us or readings you've had, period. I do like to hear about people's reading. I do talk to a lot of people. You know, I talk to people every day. And there are some people that do have reading debacles, so to speak, where they've run across gypsies or just whatever, people that have them doing some crazy things or shelling out some crazy money. You know, and it's very, very, we want to fix some stuff. So if anybody has any issues, wants a sample reading, that sort of thing, you know, give us a call. You know, we're open for that. We're available for that. This is what we're here for. The number is 347-215-8421. And, of course, if anybody wants to talk about anything that has been going on recently, we're here for that, to see, you know, just a spiritual spin on things or just if anybody just wants to get anything off their chest, we're here for you. We're here for you. Because, it's about mending, and it's also about transcending. Now, hold on just a moment. There's something that I had on my mind, and it just blew away. But it'll blow back in. It'll blow back in. I was looking at a message that somebody was sending me, and it just vanished. It just totally vanished. But anyway, what did you wanna say?
Well, there's something that I wanted to let you know about stranded whale. It's a bit sad, but just from what's going on in the week, a humpback whale that was stranded on a sandbank near the island of Texel, the Netherlands, on Wednesday has been murdered by two doctors from the dolphinarium of the Dutch city of Harderwijk. The reason why they killed it, the whale's skeleton was already sold to the Nature Museum. On Friday night, a team of whale rescuers supported by citizens volunteers arrived at the sandbank that covers an area of about 5 kilometers, but they were stopped from rescuing the animal by authorities. At 7:30 p.m., a lethal injection was given to the 12-meter-long and 25-ton heavy mammal.
Wow.
Newspaper Telegraph, spelled with two A's and F, subsequently confirmed the death of the whale that earlier managed to free itself from the sandbank but returned after an hour. They saw a stranded whale, mm-hmm. and thought the skeleton was already sold. It was still alive and it was reeling around, and they sold its skeleton already, and they wouldn't let people, save it, because somebody had already bought the skeleton, so some doctors came along and gave it a lethal injection so they could give the skeleton to the Nature Museum.
Wow.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Somebody's asking a question in the room. They said, any chance you can do a reading for a person in the chat room? I'm at work and I can't call in. If you have a question, Skating Angel, you can ask it. I won't answer it in the room. I'll answer it online. But, if you have a question, you can post it.
Unless, of course, she doesn't mind us, broadcasting the answer.
Blaring it across the world. But that is very, very, very messed up. I just don't even know what to say.
I don't even think, I'd be lying on my deathbed and then all these people would be scrabbling around selling my organs to people.
I will be doing, I'll be selling your organs.
Right.
You better believe it. You better believe it. No, I wouldn't do that. I wonder how much you could get for a sliver of liver, because, you can grow a liver from a piece of liver.
Yes, I believe so. There's a lot of amazing things to be done these days in laboratories.
But I think that would be something that people could do maybe to make money if they needed to.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I do have a comment on a project we started on. I called in for a reading on my relationship with my husband, and we separated and wasn't sure if we would reconcile. And Nunu, you had me write a list of things I wanted in my life more than my relationship with. Right, right. Yeah, that's Lillian. That's Lillian. Okay. Well, why don't you give us a call, Lillian? And, the number's 347-215-8421 if you can, because it's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, give us a call.
Yeah. And she said that she wanted in her life more than her relationship with her husband. And after 10 minutes, she decided that everything else was more important. But you know what? It's frustrating, but, people go to months and weeks and sometimes years of therapy, spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to get to a place where they really need to be, which is about prioritizing. That's what most, because we can't generalize, but most people, when it comes down to it, it's, you know, we get lost in relationships, which is okay because it's what we do. We're human beings. But sometimes if we start to lose what it is that we ultimately have wanted in life, you know, if what we are only concerned about is being with a person, well, heck, I mean, you know, we can be together and eating a can of beans up under the bridge as long as we're together and we can preen around like cats. But the thing is, that's not really what you want, and that's what oftentimes, you know, makes relationships, you know, wither and fade, is because we stop focusing on what it is that's important to us as individuals, or even what it is that we're trying to grow together as a couple to build our empire, so to speak. And we're only focused on feelings. And feelings, you know, they can change because, you know, some people think that relationships are supposed to be giddy and kissy and huggy and all that stuff, but it's not always about that. It's about us really as human beings connecting to do something more. And some people think that your soulmate is somebody that you're always going to feel, you know, that fairy tale type thing for, and that's just not, I mean, it's just not possible to always feel that fairy tale thing, but you do look around and you see what you've built together. Because, I mean, there's everything in the relationship is needed to make a glue, you know what I mean? But anyway, I'll digress, but just basically, it's important for us to remember what we really, really, really want.
As I say, love can make you blind, and you can lose sight of what is important. And, you know, I think it's important in a relationship to be doing things, not just to be sat doing nothing, you know, night after night. I think it's important to be off doing your own things and have something so you can admire that other person for doing, you know,
right,
with their lives, you know, rather than just fermenting on their sofa.
Right, and that's the whole thing about, you know, making it all about the individual and losing sight of just, you know, losing sight of ourselves. So it's,
yeah.
'Cause we're a part of it, so we got to do this. We got to do it together, and we've got to be great individuals to make super couples. Or you find yourself going from person to person because you keep seeing that you've hit a wall. We keep hitting walls, and we need to figure out how to climb them, how to climb walls. Our lines are open. We did have a couple of people, but I think they couldn't wait any longer. But you know, they can always call back.
You know, some people are in work or
right.
They're doing a sneaky call from the bathroom.
No. But remember, our lines are open. If anybody wants to call in, the number's 347-215-8421. Today is about readings, predictions, why we read, why we need them, why we need predictions. You know, we need things to look forward to.
Why we do what we do.
Why we do what we do. We need things to look forward to, but we have to remember that when you look at two numbers that stand next to each other, like one and two, you know, there's something that's going on in between the space of one and two. There's these little tiny clicks, and there's always going to be something that goes on in between now and when the prediction actually happens. And the hardest part is the time in between where the prediction happens, and it's the middle. And that's what a lot of people, they jump to the end, they jump to the next number. They don't have the patience to actually just live their life and enjoy the process because, you know, most people want to know about love, right? So if somebody calls up, asks about love, they're angry because they're not going to be meeting somebody until whenever it is it looks like they're going to be meeting them, or they can't understand why somebody's not falling in love with them right now, or whatever you want to call it. They're not understanding that there's a process to this thing.
It's like being
That's okay.
It's like being stood at the bottom of a staircase. It's about 10 steps long, and everybody wants to jump to the top step, step number 10. And
right.
No one's ever going to be able to jump that far, and they're just going to fall. You know, if they don't take the steps in between.
Right.
You know, you've got to take those little steps to get to there. You can't just do it in one jump, you know. A lot
right.
of the time you've got to get there, and you can't just, you know. Sometimes you've got to work for things that you need where you want to be, you know. You can't just sit around and wait for them to happen a lot of the time.
Right. And it's frustrating. We want them to just fall from the tree or hit us upside the head like an anvil, but it's, you know, it doesn't always work like that. It doesn't always work like that. So, I mean, we just have to focus on the process. Focus on your process, because your process is actually your life. It's actually, you know, your life. So, you know, if you have a goal to have something at some point, there has to be things that happen in the middle to get you to that place where you really want to be. There has to be something to get you to the money so you can get there. There has to be something, you know, if your goal is to become a teacher, you actually have to go through school. I mean, you can be a natural teacher if you want to. You can be a natural healer, but you still have a school that you have to go to, and that school is life. Or if you want to be a formal teacher, you have to go through that as well. But,
well, one of the things I think about is, which is a classic, which I hadn't thought about, you know, up until a couple of years ago, the classic kind of situation, which I may have been guilty of in the past, is when people say, why haven't I met anybody yet? Why is there nobody new coming into my life? When they look at their daily routine and the process they go through, get up in the morning, travel to work, work and go home throughout
right.
the week, maybe, you know, nip here and there, but they're actually, then they wonder why there's nobody coming into life, no relationships, when in fact they're stuck into the system.
Right.
And they're just doing the same process week in, week out, and they're not actually broadening the horizons and making the effort to go to places, to the right places to socialize, and they're just stuck in the work routine, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's easy to do that because that's how the system works, you know? It just keeps you repetitive work, repetitive
right.
Days and weeks, you know? Sometimes I think to myself, I think I'd prefer days, new days, rather than it being another Monday. You know, if you go through the days of the week to Sunday, and then the next day could be, I don't know, Bill Day. Not a day dedicated to me, but, you know, like a fresh new day every day.
Right.
And a new kind of, it's not months, but, you know, so it doesn't feel like we're locked in the Gregorian calendar cycle, and it's like it's another Monday. It's another new year. Here we go again, you know?
Right. You got it. You got it. Well, we do have a caller in the queue, but we have a couple of callers in the queue. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. I need to make some tea because I have itchy throat. So we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to take the call from the caller at 707. So I'm going to play a nice little song. It's actually so I really like it. I hope everybody enjoys it too. It's from the new Hobbit movie, and it's called Moon Rune.
Nice.
We're back.
And you know what's funny? That was actually really good. I like that a lot. And because from the new Hobbit film, right? The amount of people that say, I've seen these comments, and people say, wow, the Hobbit film is a total rip off from Lord of the Rings. And it's like, what, really?
Okay.
It's like, Jesus. But I look forward to seeing that, actually, because I really enjoyed Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually doing, I believe they're doing Hobbit, the trilogy again,
mm-hmm.
which would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be nice. I really do. Everyone I know that's seen it is just like so sad when it's over. You know, I remember reading the Harry Potter books, and after every single book, I would enter into this dark place for like a couple of days because I was just like, I can't, you know, I wish I'd done this, but... You know, to be able to have all the books in a row so you can just keep going through them as opposed to having to wait for a year or two for something like that, you know?
Yeah. My sister was a big fan of Lord of the Rings. I actually read The Hobbit when I was in school.
Yeah.
My sister loves Lord of the Rings, and she was that excited when they got released. She was actually sick. She actually puked up because she was that excited about them coming onto the cinema.
That's great. No, I mean, I really think it's exciting. I think it's exciting to be excited over a book or, you know, something that's a tribute to a book. I remember when the Harry Potter books were out, ordering them in advance reserving them in advance and then waiting in the line. And it's, you know, for people to be excited about something that's a book, basically, it's a big thing to me. I mean, I love books. I love books. I love libraries. I just love that stuff. I love the smell of a book. I love all that. And it's, you know, the book that Broken Earth is working on that hopefully should be out in February. I really, really, really hope that there's a that we can actually make it a book and not just have it be an online downloadable thing. But, I mean, we got to do what we can do, you know, but...
Maybe it'll get turned into a trilogy at the cinema.
Maybe. I think that would be extraordinary. And I'll play you. And who would we get to play me? Probably...
Queen Latifah.
I'm going to take the call.
What? Is that not a good...
Well, she's...
What's wrong with Queen Latifah?
I was thinking of someone more like, I'm trying to think. I can't remember her name. She was in the Olympics. Maybe the people in the chat room remember it. She was in the Olympics and she, Tonya Harding. she was the one of the skaters, Bill, she was an American skater that had her competition beaten with a bat or something like that.
Right.
I'll have Tonya Harding play me. Whatever. How about...
Vin Diesel will be playing my part.
I want Vin Diesel to play me.
Anyway, I think we should probably take this call before they get... Disgusted, I think. Hang up.
Okay, let me stop laughing. Serious face. Hi, it's Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hiya.
I was wondering, you guys are having such a good time. That's good. I'm sort of, okay, let me not push sure, because we have different paths that we can take.
Right.
And different threads and all, as you were saying. All you got to do is miss one bump or a step and your path has changed.
Right.
So, thread of life is very very delicate.
Right. You're right.
So I'm trying to make sure that I'm definitely on the right path of what I want to do in life as far as in my career, as far as, you know, writing books, meeting the people, making connections with mm-hmm. the right people.
Okay. What's your name, or what do you want us to call you?
You can call me Ceci.
Ceci? Okay. All right. So you're on your path, and you're trying to make sure that you're letting the right people in.
Correct, and doing the right thing so it lines up like it's supposed to.
Right.
Or what I've been seeing.
You know what? This is what we need to do for you. This is what we need to do. We're just going to do a real quick cycle reading because we want to see what cycle you're in. And
okay.
as long as you're sticking within your cycle, and as long as and the thing is, what's interesting about cycles is that you're going to find that, however, this is going to resonate with you in many different areas of your life. And
okay.
I'll show you. Hold on just a moment, Ceci. Hold on just a moment.
Okay. No problem.
Let's see. Yep, you're fine. Your cycle is actually it's being represented here as the Queen of Batons, but the Queen of Batons and the High Priestess in my readings are the same exact person. You know, the High Priestess is a healer and a teacher. It's the artistic and creative part of a woman, or an artistic and creative woman herself. It's a part of you that's supposed to be being taught something, or that is teaching something, that is healing or being healed. So, I mean, because you are in a creative career, because you're in a very expressive career, but because your career is also taking care of people too,
mm-hmm.
it's all of that. It's everything. It's all of that. As long as you're fostering that part of yourself, even if you want to take classes, even if you want to start giving classes, whatever you're doing that is creative and artistic and healing, it's all a part of your process. Now, but actually, when I go through the little phases in your cycle, right now you're in a place where you are dealing with a lot of bittersweet memories and a lot of surprises too. Which means I'm seeing that you're actually coming. You're bumping into old people, people that you maybe even didn't like too much, but they don't remember that. They just remember that you guys had something in common. So you're going through this thing where you're sorting through people. Your people are coming around, but you're still sorting through them. And what's going to end up happening soon is I see that you're going to return to a place, or now it actually says you're returning to a structure, a facility, a place that you've been before. There's going to be a sprinkle of refreshment on you. It's like there's going to be something new about it,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you're going to be committing to. There's actually a commitment between you and this place.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like so let's say that you decide to go, cooking or chefing. I don't know the exact term to use at
culinary.
Yeah, like at a hotel, or at just some really fine place that you've been before, but it was just a different experience. You're actually finding yourself being appreciated. It's like there's 100% sharing on both sides, and a real huge appreciation. And this is going to be taking you into a whole your cycle that starts next summer. You're actually having a little bit of it right now. But your cycle that starts next summer, you're getting so much attention for your talents and your skills. You're really, really, really going to have to be careful about how seriously you take certain people, because people are going to be trying to impress you. So, I mean, you're about to, if you think that you're in a position right now where you really have to watch yourself and watch your moves, it's about to get a whole lot bigger, because there's going to be a lot of people really, really kissing your butt, so to speak. So You know, so you really are going to have to be careful about, you know, knowing that you can appreciate the compliments, but still having your real, like your real entourage, your real friends, your that armor around you. And but you don't want to distract yourself from the real thing, and that's your talent.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Do you want me to tell you who I am?
Sure.
Because you probably see in the room. I'm Chef Ceci, the food alchemist. That's
okay.
My name.
Okay.
And I am working to go back to the Culinary Institute to get my bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been running up against some obstacles of actually trying to transplant there. So I was like, maybe this is not for me. So I was like, if it's not for me, then don't do it. Then find something else. Continue to just be on Blog Talk and just have my radio show. So,
right. Well, you know, do that, but also remember that, you know, leaving yourself open like that is actually extremely, extremely positive to do. It's even extremely positive for us to do when we're in our relationship. You know, like, you know, leaving your palm open, like accepting it and willing to try it, leaving your palm open so that you're not feeling so knotted to it and so attached to it that it's just going to kill you if it's not, you know what I mean? It's choking you to death. You know what I mean? So
right.
That's a great attitude to have. It's a super attitude to have.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right, dear. Well, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. And let
no
us
problem.
Know how you're doing, sweetheart, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want some good food.
McDonald's?
No.
Oh, sorry, you said good food.
I want some good food. You know what I miss? I miss, and I've been craving it. I miss your toad in the hole. That was good.
I know. It was pretty good, right?
Yeah, with the Yorkshire pudding and the gravy and those good chicken sausages, those are good.
Yeah, did I make onion gravy? Was it onion gravy I made?
Yeah, you made onion gravy. It's so good. I missed that.
I was pretty good at that. You know, I read a couple of months ago that it's mentioning McDonald's there. That's upon examination, something like, is it a McRib or something?
Yeah, there's a McRib.
There was found to have a certain compound in them, which is used in things like yoga mats and things. So. I mean, why? Is that the boat? Are they run out of meat?
I guess they run out of food.
Well, at least, you know, if ever short of a yoga mat, I'll just buy some ribs and, you know.
I'm going to tell you, I have a, this is one of my guilty pleasures. I really do have a very sentimental attachment to McDonald's. I do. Because as a kid, we got our little hamburgers and we got our little fries and I got my little orange drink and that's a sentimental thing for me. But I never got into the McRib and all those weird or just
McYoga.
Anything. McYoga mat. I never got into the McYoga mat. But I really do like their little hamburgers. Their little hamburgers. With the little French fries and a little drink, there's just something sentimental about that to me. So, I mean, but I'm going to tell you, McDonald's, if anybody's thinking about donating to anything this winter, McDonald's is actually a place to donate to because the McDonald's
house. So they can make
house,
better food. Sorry.
Sit down and just hush
up.
For just a moment. But they contribute 100%. Of what they get for donations to the Ronald McDonald House. Every single dime actually goes to the house, and it's a home for parents who have sick children, and
right.
they can't afford to, because I mean if you do like at some children's hospitals, you can rent a room and stay there. There is a family room they'll let you use sometimes, but it is expensive. And if your child is in the hospital for a long time, it's super, super, super expensive. So, you know, some people are not fortunate enough to live in a city that is metropolitan enough to have a children's hospital. So they have to do a lot of traveling, a lot of traveling. I've talked to a number of people over the years who have gone back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it's a painful enough experience, but to have a warm place to eat and to stay and to be able to talk with people and just share, and even that community that's in the house itself to support people, it's really, really important. So if you do donate to a place, donate to a place like Ronald McDonald House, donate to the Salvation Army, because the president of the Salvation Army only makes $13,000 a year and refuses to make money off of it. And all of the money goes explicitly to the running of the Salvation Army and the people who live in the housing. Oh, and of course, I believe they pay for his housing too, but still. But, you know, I'm not going to badmouth any places. I'm just going to say the places that would be good to donate to.
Right.
So McDonald's, even though McDonald's is what it is, they've also been a sponsor for the Olympics for 100 years. I mean, forever. I don't think it's really been 100 years, but I think Coca-Cola has been over 100 years. And, of course, McDonald's hadn't been around that long. But, I mean, they've been sponsors for a long time. So I in spite of it all, even that guy who did that documentary,
Supersize Me,
somebody actually did a documentary about how you could lose weight, and she ate salads and stuff like that, and she lost a lot of weight. So he was eating to get fat, because remember, he was eating two hamburgers and two orders of fries and two drinks. I mean, he was eating.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was to the point where he was being sick, wasn't it? So,
yeah, I mean, he was eating to gain the weight. So, I mean, you know, it's not just what you eat, but it's how you're eating and all that stuff too. So.
Yeah. I want everybody to know that I'm working on the website. I'm creating a website at the moment, so that should be up and running, soon, hopefully. Probably maybe a couple of weeks, you know, maybe. It depends how obsessive I get over it. It is kind of like under construction. Now, I know somebody said in the chat room they asked something, and I just wanted to go back, see if we could just touch on that briefly before we move on. Somebody says, hi, what does dreaming many different color cats mean? I was watching that. Every time someone types a message, it moves the bar back down to the bottom and I can't read it. I was watching them through the cracks of the door. Don't remember much about what color or other things. Don't feel anything negative in the dream. I don't know. Many different color cats. Huh. Now it sounds like a good image. It sounds like a positive image. And it seems quite, you know, warm and fuzzy and cuddly. And it could represent something good coming your way. And you're actually looking it through the crack in the door, because you can see it's there, and any moment you're going to go through that door, and it's going to be there for you to, enjoy.
Right.
And you can roll around with those cats, those rainbow colored cats, double rainbow.
Orange, I was just reading in the chat room. It's hard for me to keep up with the chat.
It keeps pushing down, and some of the stuff gets deleted off.
And I'm just not a great multitasker. I refuse to multitask these days because I'm trifling. But orange is the color that I use when I'm teaching people to work on. It's the color of a magnetism, basically. And it's the color I use when people are trying to draw things to them, when they're trying to pull stuff to them, when they want to, like, good stuff that's going to enhance their lives. And I noticed that whenever I'm working with someone, within like a day or two, they're like, everybody I was talking to was hitting on me, or I was walking and tons of whistles. And, you know, we don't always want that. We don't always want people to do that. But the thing is, it's proof that what you're doing is working. That, you know, even though you don't want to necessarily flock to the people that are yelling and screaming at you, you still want to know that what the work that you're doing has it's working a little bit, and at least appreciate the draw. You want to appreciate that draw. So orange is one of my favorite colors, and I just love it. I love orange.
It's the color of manifesting. Now, I was going to say, I mentioned about the website, and on the website, it's going to have a bit of information about me and you on there, and I'm going to hopefully put some of my photography on there. There's going to be links to the meditative relaxation we've got on YouTube, also forgiveness, like meditation we've got on there, and some other videos, and what I'll probably do is either put a link for the archived shows on there, either direct to blogtalkradio.com, or I might even put them on YouTube to make it a little bit more user-friendly, because I know Blog Talk Radio can be a little bit intermittent sometimes when trying to listen to the archive shows.
Cool.
But, yeah, make sure you give us feedback as well on the Facebook Broken Earth page. You know, give us any feedback about the show, what you like, what you don't like. Just give us some support, you know, to carry on doing what we do.
And remember, like us on Broken Earth, because when we do get, the boss says 250 likes, we're going to be raffling off a 30-minute reading, and that's going to be something that I know is going to be important to somebody at that point.
But I think we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, and then when we come back, we're going to take a call from area code 610, okay?
Cool.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Yeah.
caller at 610. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to ask a question about my relationship.
Okay, go for it. Oh, and also real quick, before I don't do this, could I have your name?
Okay, my name's Eileen.
Eileen. Okay, Eileen. Well, go for it.
Sure. Yeah, I have a new relationship about 2 months old, and I was wondering if, you know, anything comes up for you about what I need to know or learn or be aware of or, you know, any advice.
Right. Okay. And what do you want us to call the person that we're going to be talking about?
Ed.
Ed? E-D?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Hold on just a moment. Eileen and Ed. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. The Ace of Swords. Things that progress quickly. Wait a moment. Wow. This actually looks pretty good.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is this. I want to just focus on the next, let me see. Hold on just a moment. Yeah, I think we're looking at months. So we only want to focus on, like, this month, January, February, and March. And that's where we're stopped. We're being stopped at March, okay?
Oh,
because
okay.
At March, there is a process that's basically called reciprocation, okay? And this is where I see you guys having a conversation about, it's an exchange, and this exchange is basically about what it is that you guys are truly looking for. And I know you probably have this conversation already, but it's really, really a conversation that's breaking the coins down, and by coins I mean the values. Or the valuables, like really breaking it down. And there, it's like you have three and he has three. It doesn't necessarily have to be three, but the card is the six of coins. So basically, you're plugging in your heads together a series of times, because in my spreads, coins in health spreads represent the brain. So basically, you're plugging your minds together three times about certain things that you're really looking for. And basically, before this process, you see that you're putting in effort and he's matching it. You guys are reciprocating that way. You've won him over. He's won you over. There's people that you guys have introduced each other to. And this process, if it hasn't already happened, dear, this process actually looks like it's happening soon. Now, when I say soon, I mean like over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And in this, it's like, this is really, really nice. But the whole cycle that you're in together is being represented as the Ace of Swords. And the Ace of Swords, of course, is your discipline. It's your structure. It's the way that you live your life. It's not just about emotional stuff. See, what I actually like about you guys, Eileen, is that you really look like you're trying to, even though you may not have put it out there first, you may not have laid it out there, you guys are really trying to incorporate more than just the emotional stuff. It's like, if you like to work out, he's wanting to do it with you. Remember, it's about your discipline. It's about the structure that you have in your lives. You're sticking to what it is that you both appreciate about yourselves. And this is actually really nice. I'm glad that you've called today, because this is one of the things that we were talking about earlier. So, I mean, this relationship really actually looks nice. And I'm going to cheat a little bit. I said I wasn't going to do this. But I know we're being told to stop at 3 months. But if I turn my calendar that I've built for you into cycles, I literally can see, and I'm stopping about 4 more cycles. And cycles are roughly the time between July of 1 year and July of the next. So what I'm telling you is that I can see 4 more years of this going on. And I'm not saying it stops. I'm just saying that we have to take step by step, piece by piece, when we're building a relationship, because I can make predictions till the cows come home, but what really matters is the step that you take. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like this relationship. I like you guys, but just remember to stay true to who you are as an individual, and you guys are incorporating each other's lives together. It's like you're braiding something together. You're actually knitting this together, and I like this because sometimes I see, and I know you've seen it, and I know you've been in relationships like this too, where it's all about that person and it's all about what they want and it's only this, and you can't eat fried chicken because they can only have it baked, and you know, if you drink beer, you can only drink the kind of beer they have because we can't afford two kinds. You know what I mean? But this is something where it looks like you're both coming together and you're both appreciating each other and the stuff that you come with. And this is one of those things that stands in your favor of this working. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
And you can see it too, can't you?
Yes, that's the different thing about this relationship. It's not all about the other person. We're both kind of... We have been both in the past about the other person, and mm-hmm. I was wondering what would happen when we come together. Will one of us flip? Like, is it a magnetic pole thing, and one will flip to all about themselves when we never were in our lives before? So, yeah,
right.
At this point, it looks like we're not, though. We are still saying more about it, you know, each other,
right.
Rather than
and just take it piece by piece. You know that, and that's the way we win. Like we were saying earlier, a lot of times people, they want to know what's going to happen at the finish line, or relationships start out where people are saying, you know what, this is what I want, and if you don't want it, I don't want to do you. You know what I mean? It's like, don't put a cap on how high you want to go. Just, you know, don't even focus on that. Just focus on the fact that you guys really like each other, and the stuff that you guys want will slowly start coming into the picture. When he sees that you have to go walking every morning at 6 in the morning, and since you're doing it, he'll get up and he'll start walking with you. You know, when you see that he really likes sushi. Oh my goodness, I've never tried sushi, but let me try it too. And you know, it's like it's about you guys together as a couple enjoying each other's lives, and not just one person trying to form themselves to being exactly like that other person. You see what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for listening, Eileen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been really good talking to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you making fun of me?
No. Why?
Because you said bye.
No, that's just how I say goodbye.
Oh, yeah, that's how you say goodbye, isn't it?
You know, talking about, you know, predictions for 2013.
Yeah.
21st December. Chinese police have detained 101 people for spreading rumors of the end of the world. The state-run Xinhua News Agency said police confiscated leaflets, DVDs, and other other apocalyptic propaganda in the recent arrests in 8 provinces across the country. The detentions come ahead of Friday, December the 21st, the date some think the Mayans prophesized would be the end of the world, and which was subject of the apocalyptic...
Okay.
Trouble with that word.
Apocalypse.
The apocalyptic movie 2012. Nearly half of those detained are reported to be members of the group Almighty God, which is also called Eastern Lightning. The group preaches that Jesus has reappeared as a woman in central China, has been accused of kidnapping and beating Christians to force conversions.
So what do you think about that?
The last bit, I'm not sure about that. It makes me want to laugh, which, you know, I mean, you know, I'm an open-minded person, but it just makes it, I find that funny. But, you know, it's interesting that they're going as far as arresting people for, but, you know, 21st, I'm going to be out anyway. I'm going to be having a few drinks anyway, so, you know.
I know.
Well, did you want to know what I thought?
Yes.
Okay. What do I think will happen on the 21st of December? Do I think the world will end? No, I don't. I'm not ruling out the possibility that it could, but I do not believe that it will. But
well, you're gonna have a lot of explaining to do if it does end, sir.
Well, put it this way, you know, if it did end, then, you know, there's not a lot we can do about that, and so be it that, you know, we continue in the afterlife or the higher consciousness with whatever we were doing, you know. But I would like something to happen on the 21st, not necessarily negative. I would like something to happen to open the people's eyes of the world so they can, you know, open their minds and, you know, realize that there's a lot more to this world and this universe than, you know, your 9-to-5 job and the X Factor and, you know.
I think, you know what, I'm going to tell you, I believe that even though people believe in different things and believe in things differently, I think that most people still at the core do know that there's something else. They may not necessarily be on the money with what it is, but they do know that there's something more than their jobs. But, I mean, you know, it being a participant in the race and having been a participant in the race myself, it's fun for a second when you're winning, but when you're not winning, it's the pit.
Yeah.
It's totally the pit. It's totally, totally, totally the pit. There's so many rules. There's so many things. There's so many, like, I remember where I worked for a place and, you know, I had so much responsibility and I had to please everyone, everybody. And I did the things that I thought I was supposed to do. And then the person, because there was only one person over me, he's like, somebody told me that you did this and it's not right. And, you know, if you do this again, you're out of a job. And it's just like, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to be satisfying everyone. So, I mean, it's really frustrating when you're trying to do the right thing, but, you know, you get your butt served back to you. So, but regardless, you know, we've got to make money. We've got to make money some way. And the fortunate ones make money doing things that they really, really love. I have a very good friend who's never really had to work a job. She's always made money on her art. She's always made money artistically. You know, even though she has to, you know, slave for, you know, like musicians and for, you know, movie studios and stuff, she's still able to do things artistically and not have to, you know, file books or, you know, stock shelves or, you know,
right,
all that. So, I mean, that's a fortunate person, a very fortunate person.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other thing about, you know, I think there's a large percentage that believe that the end of the world could be coming. But what that shows you, though, is the amount, the percentage of people who believe in prophecies and predictions and psychic abilities as well, because they believe that this prediction to be true. You know what I mean?
Well, so, yeah, and you know, I'm going to tell you, and I admittedly will say that maybe I'm in denial, but I don't believe the world will be over, and I believe that, you know, the Mayans could not make calendars. They had to stop eventually. You know, maybe they were going to stop and they were going to take a break and start back again, and somebody's like, let somebody else make calendars. I mean, they couldn't make calendars.
You're going to run out of, on a circular stone, you're going to run out of room at some point.
Not only are you going to run out of room, you're going to run out of just time. You want to do other stuff than sit around making calendars.
But it also depends on who's deciphered it as well. You know what I mean? I mean, someone could have deciphered it and told everybody, oh, it's going to end on the 21st of December. But, I mean, do we know that for certain without deciphering it for ourselves?
I don't think we know anything.
It could be an ancient advent calendar with chocolates in it. But,
Those would be some nasty chocolates at this point, let me tell you.
Well, they could be. But, you know,
nasty anyway.
I do believe that like chocolate-covered sprouts and stuff in there. I do believe that there is some strange, unusual changes going on in the world, and it seems to be building up for a few years now because of the amount of... you know, I believe that the Nibiru Planet X thing could be a possibility. I've seen some interesting videos on YouTube which don't look like lens flares, which could be Nibiru, which could, if that was the case, it could upset the tectonic plates and the gravitational field, causing a lot of problems. But there's a lot of cracks and sinkholes across the world at the moment, all over the place, which would indicate there's some shifting of the tectonic plates.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shifting, and the weather has been really crazy these past few years. I mean, I've witnessed it here in the UK. I haven't seen weather like how it's been like this, you know, ever in my lifetime. But, you know, I also believe in the possibility of, you know, that a pole shift is possible, because I believe there's evidence to show that that has happened before. For example, what I've mentioned before is mammoths that have been found frozen, like in great condition, still with the fur on, and they found buttercups in the stomach, and they've been found at the, like, Antarctica. And they've examined them. They got buttercups in the stomachs, and they wouldn't have had buttercups where they were,
mm-hmm.
because it was too cold, which would indicate this mammoth was eating some vegetation somewhere, and then all of a sudden there's been this sudden freeze and it's died with food still undigested in its stomach, which could indicate the fact of a pole shift at some time. But I don't believe that the world's going to end. I believe there's a possibility that something interesting could happen on that day, but it all falls down to whether the Mayan calendar has been deciphered correctly, and
right.
if it's actually been deciphered down to the right day, you know, with the Gregorian calendar with leap years and, you know, quarter days here and there. Who knows? But if I truly believed the world was going to end on Friday, I wouldn't have bought Christmas presents and thought about wrapping them up, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we could always put you on the spot and say, is the world going to end on Friday and you do reading?
Well, it's not going to end, though.
So. I know.
I mean, that's honestly, you know, when I read for it, it's not going to end. I just really don't see an ending, just like I've never really seen a beginning. And I know that sounds weird.
I mean, there was that episode, what episode was I talking about with the trying to imagine the beginning of the universe? I mean, because that's worth checking out on the archive. I can't remember what show it was. I'm afraid you're probably going to have to trawl through all the boring shows to find my talking of the beginning of the universe. Because it really is interesting. It makes you think about how possibly could there have been nothing at the beginning. But, you know,
right.
I guess it's not talking about the end of the universe. I guess it's more talking about the end of the Earth. But there's been a lot of solar flares going on, a lot of big solar flares as well, which could mess with the gravitational field, which is also a theory which could be causing these unusual noises. Strange sounds from all around the world, you know.
Those
Godzilla's gonna come. But I saw an interesting video this morning. I was trying to find the video again, but I can't seem to find it. It seems to have disappeared. Of somebody who'd been filming, I think it was somewhere like Perth. I think it was somewhere, you know, within the United Kingdom. And on the horizon, you can see the moon in the sky. It was nighttime, and on the horizon, there's like what looks like, you know, the sun's starting to rise, and it's like pulsating, you know, like, like it's pulsating, or someone like flicking a light switch on and
right.
off or something, you know.
Right, right.
When the sun, it's in the middle of the night, the sun isn't supposed to rise, what could that be? And it's on the horizon, what is that? I was trying to find the video, if I find it again, when the site's up and running. I'm hoping to post these interesting things on the website and keep it up to date as well. But that was weird. I think it says something along the lines of, explain this one, NASA. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I've seen a lot of good videos. You know, there's a lot out there which are like, well, what's that? It's just like a lens flare, or that's the sun we're in about. You know what I mean? But this mm-hmm. one, that was interesting. I don't understand what could have caused that. It was weird. But I'll tell you what is interesting, though. A couple of weeks ago, it was something like, I think it was like the 15th of November, I was stood here and I heard what I thought was somebody banging around in the apartment above, And it wasn't until I stopped, but I was in quiet. I thought, what is that? And I opened the window. It was like explosions, like sounded like bombs, like warfare. I told you about this at the time,
right.
Remember?
Right, yeah.
I know that it not long turned bonfire night. And I'd heard explosions all the time, but this sounded different. So I thought, what was that? And as soon as I opened the window, it seemed to stop. I got my phone out to record it, and I think I got like a second of it, and it just stopped. So anyway, I went to see my mum and dad the following weekend. I sat down and I said, you know, the other night I was sat there, and my dad said, what, did you hear explosions? I said, yeah, I did. He said, was it about 7:15? That's right. Was it on Thursday? Yes,
right.
It was. And he said, as soon as he got to the front door to open the door to listen to it,
it
stopped
as
well.
Right.
And so I was trying to find, you know, something about, you know, explosions and that, but I couldn't find anything. There was nothing saying, you know. And I asked somebody at work as well, because he lives near my mum and dad, but he was over this side, but he was in the cinema at the time, so he wouldn't
mm-hmm.
have heard it. But a lot of people may have passed it off as fireworks. Anyway, my sister's boyfriend at the time did some research into it and actually found at the same time, 7:15 on the 15th of November, a nuclear plant had exploded in Chester in Pennsylvania or somewhere.
Right.
Or somewhere, it was Chester in the United States. I couldn't find the information because once he told me this, I was like, I'll find it. I've got to find it. So I can, you know, repeat it back on the show.
But you heard it. But you heard it all the way in Chester, Chester.
That's right. And also, there's a time difference as well. But I thought it was interesting. There was a nuclear, a power plant explosion at the same time, even though there's a time difference, in a place called Chester, in the United States. Could just be a coincidence, but I don't know how that was. But also, when my sister's boyfriend went back to check, double check the information after setting
it was gone.
It was no longer
gone.
There.
Right. Right. Interesting. Let's take a break. Let's hold that thought. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take a caller. The caller from 805 is who we're going to be talking to. And that's very interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, we'll be back. Everybody, this is Broken Earth Radio. If you want to give us a call, today's topic is about readings. It's about predictions. It's about why we do readings. If you want to get a sample reading, you know, call in, whatever. The number is 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth, and we'll be back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
We're back. That last song that we were listening to was No Cien's War by Eric Saltier. You know, what's interesting about him is that, of course, like many artists, he didn't really receive much acclaim until later on. I believe it was maybe not until like the 50s or the 60s of this century, or I'm sorry, not this century, last century, the 1900s, that he started receiving any real attention. But, you know, he was very, 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 I was going to say eccentric, but he was really weird. He went through a period in his life where he would only eat white food, and some of those foods included a cotton salad, like where he literally was eating cotton, and also crushed bones.
Well, right. I'm going to come back with something now, right?
You can't come back. You can't come back from that. You can't come back from that. You just can't. So don't even try. Let's take this caller from 805. 805, this is Nunu and Bill. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Donna.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to see about getting a sample reading, if I could.
Okay. All right. Well, what's your question?
Super. I wanted to know if I was going to meet a companion, boyfriend, husband, and if money would get better for the 2013.
Okay.
That's okay.
Now, what's your birth date?
April 22nd, 1954.
Now, the thing is, we're supposed to be, not everyone, but where your birthday does fall, it's falling in a place in April that you really are supposed to be going into a phase of positive financial, and it's a natural thing that's supposed to be happening. Have you seen anything change in your finances since October?
Yeah, well, I depend on winning things, and a friend
right.
may be leaving me money in his will. I went to the casino and I won a jackpot, and then I won a little bit here and there on the lottery, you know.
Okay. Now, when you play around your birthday, which I know has not come yet since this past October, what I want you to do is I want you to try 3 days before and 3 days after.
Oh.
You know, okay. Keep it reasonable. Keep it really, really reasonable. But because when you're
going to
use
the
phone.
Okay, honey. Hang up. I'm sorry. So
okay.
3 days before and 3 days after?
And 3 days after.
The dentist office called.
Okay,
I have to call her
okay.
right back.
Okay, honey. We'll call back. It's not that hurry. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
I need the phone, Donna.
Okay.
Okay. I'll call you back at the dentist office.
I'm sorry.
That's okay,
I didn't know
dear.
My sister was going to. I'm at her house. I didn't know she was going to get on the phone.
Don't go ahead and let her.
Okay,
get her
the dentist
her.
Office needs me right away, Donna. I got to call.
Please. You can wait 10 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay, it's okay. We can continue.
Okay, and just real quickly, we'll look and we'll see about you and meeting a person.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment, dear. Hold on just a moment. And we'll do this real quickly. We'll keep it fast so she can.
Okay, thanks.
Let's see. Oh, well, I'm going to tell you something. Your cycle is actually about windfalls. It just is, which is what we were just talking about.
Oh.
So in relationship to you meeting anyone, I do see in two steps, I do see you meeting someone. 4 steps later, I see you meeting someone else. And hold on just a moment. I also see you making a new female friend, too. And so basically, it looks like you're having a social windfall that's supposed to be coming in soon. But I've got to tell you something. There are quite a few gentlemen coming up. I mean, I've actually already seen 6. So this
wow.
is the deal. So this is the deal. What I want you to be cautious of is because this is a cycle of windfalls, you are going to be meeting people, but you're also going to be running the risk of things being fast and easy. Don't give in too soon, because that may be something that is a part of why they keep coming. and they're not stopping. It's like you keep meeting people. So, I mean, that's just where you are right now. Now, your next cycle, too, Donna, is mm-hmm. about windfalls as well because you're going to have a repeat. So what I want you to do is this, because I do want to keep this short because we don't want your friend getting upset.
That's okay. Yeah.
But what we need you to do is when you meet someone, we need you to let us know because we need to guide you through this so that you're not doing anything that's making these people slip through your fingers, okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
We're going to do that. But just in two steps, I mean, literally 2 days, 2 weeks, because your judgment is now. So I do see you meeting someone, but like I said, they keep coming. And it's got to be for a reason. So what we're going to do is we're going to slow it down so that you're not falling in love too fast or
yeah.
you know spilling your guts too quickly. We're going to slow it down, okay?
Okay. Should I call right. you then when all this starts to happen?
Yeah, just let us know. Just let us know. And if you want to get real readings that are private, we uh-huh. do that too. Just add Broken Earth Radio on Facebook. If you don't have a Facebook, because a lot of people don't, we are building our site, and we've been trying to build a site forever, but we keep letting it go. But now we're really doing the site. We're building the site, and you can contact us that way too. But it's going to be all right. But remember, you got about 16 more, not 16, 18 more months of windfalls. But you need to start being the aunt with that money because your windfalls are going to stop for a bit. So we need to start stocking up with what you're getting, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, super, okay.
Okay, all right,
well,
dear.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, Donna.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you for your call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're so sweet. She's so lucky. Gosh, she's really, really lucky. She's gonna have two whole cycles that are about that.
She's been winning money.
She's been winning moolah.
You know, I hope we didn't cause it like a domestic problem there. You know, sound like
well, we hustled her through. We got her through.
Something was going down.
Well, you know, when it's about your teeth, you know, so you gotta deal with your teeth. Because the teeth, you know, teeth issues are connected to heart problems. They're connected to, you know, other illnesses too. So, you know, you got to handle your teeth. Got to handle them out.
Bicarbonate. I actually saw some toothpaste with bicarbonate of soda in it the other day, which I have not seen before.
You've never seen before?
You know.
Well, there's
which of course you know people used to use to brush their teeth. But what I'm saying is
right.
I haven't seen that before. So,
well here, in the United States, Arm & Hammer has the bacon soda has a toothpaste with it.
Toothpaste is good.
Stop eating the toothpaste.
All right, sorry. You know when I was younger, I used to be like beg my mom and dad, please let me have this strawberry flavored toothpaste or whatever, or you know. Something and I used to hate it, but I used to finish the whole tube, you know, so which would encourage me more to brush my teeth because I'd like put loads on there just to get rid of it so I'd choose something normal.
I'm going to tell you something. When I was a kid, I remember one week I decided I was going to brush my teeth 15 times in a row so I wouldn't have to brush my teeth. And so I started out that Monday and I was like brushing my teeth like 15 times in a row, you know what I mean? And it didn't work. You still got to brush your teeth. But I did have an issue because I have had a severe OCD issue, but I do as a kid, I've been kind of you know, obsessive compulsive about certain things. And I think that you and I sometimes do that to each other too. We become obsessive compulsive about certain things together. But I remember I brushed the enamel off my teeth.
Whoa.
I know, that's how much I was brushing my teeth. So.
Well, last time I went to the dentist, I was like in the chair. See, I go there and I'm barely, seriously, no exaggeration, I'm barely in the chair for 15 seconds. And he's like, okay, you're good. See you later. It's like, what? That'll be £12, whatever. Really? I should be in a job earning £12, whatever, every 15 seconds. I'd be a trillionaire. But he was like, oh, you haven't got any fill-ins. I was like, yeah. And then I started this story about, you know, well, you know, I didn't have any fill-ins. I don't know why. I said I preferred savory food to sweet stuff when I was younger. And then I realized I was stood there spewing out this story, and they're both looking at me like, yeah, we've got other people to see. And I was like, okay, I'll be going then.
There's hold on a moment. There's somebody, Texas Pearl, is in the chat room, and she is asking a question about how to climb out of a deep depression, and she's too low to talk on the air. And also, she was trying to connect to get a video read, I think, and we're in the middle of a show, Texas Pearl, so I'm not going to do a video reading in the middle of the show, you know, because people can't see it. But she was saying wrong button question above. Okay. But how can she climb out of her deep depression?
No, just remember, I can't see that message. I'm wondering whether it's a private message.
It's a private message, yeah. And sometimes, and just so everybody will know, sometimes messaging Bill is a little bit better because I'm on a different tab and Bill has, you know, a lot of stuff going on where, you know, a lot more stuff going on where he is.
Remember, you can, you know, drop me an email at Bill Doyle, D-O-Y.
Yeah, but it's okay.
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bill Doyle, D-O-Y-L. Now you made me say it wrong, because you were all like, yeah. Bill Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com. Okay, finish. You may continue.
Okay, all right. But she wants to know how she can climb out of her deep depression. And also, we have a couple of callers in the queue, just so you know we do see you. Let's see.
Out of a deep depression. I've been there. Been there myself, and I used to have anxiety attacks, but I didn't realize what it was at the time, which was even more confusing because I didn't know about these things, you know, because I was only young, you know. I was only like 17 or something. I was depressed, and I'd have these surgeries. I used to have to go home from, you know, from work and go back, and then I just get into bed and start crying, and Mum be like, "What's wrong?" And I'd be like, "I don't know." And then I think I realized that, you know, there's a lot of pressure in my life and unnecessary pressure that I have to deal with. But one of the other things, which is a major thing, is that sometimes we feel this way. I'm not dismissing it as just this, but it's really something to think about, that these feelings can happen when we're going through a spiritual change for the better, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot
right.
of unusual symptoms you get with spiritual changes and transcending and upliftment, and they can list from, you know, being depressed to confusion to, you know, a lot of things. There's websites on there you can have a look at, you know, spiritual upliftments and, you know, chakra opening symptoms.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not saying it is that, but it could really, you know, I think it does help when you realize that these things, because sometimes if you sit there and you're like in a haze and you're really confused and you don't understand why, what's going on, it's always good to go back and hold on to that. Well, hold on a minute, maybe I'm going through a spiritual change. And this is just something I've got to work through. And I find that automatically when I realize, you know, this could be that, I automatically start to feel a bit better because there's an explanation for it. What I did do, though, is when I was going through that time, I did something that took my mind just to focus on something. What I did at the time was cross-stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sewing like an Eeyore out of Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
And just put relaxing music on. And just tried to do my best to get on with life. But what I think was probably the best thing for me was to take a little bit of time off work, have a little bit of time to myself just to relax and meditate and just create. That's how I think I managed to get out of it.
Right.
And also it got rid of those things that I was like, hold on a minute, these are necessarily stresses in my life. Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I letting
right.
things happen?
Right.
And it's just good to take a step back, have some time to think and meditate, relax, do some good breathing.
Right.
And if it helps you as well, you know, if you go to the Psychic Nunu channel on YouTube, or if you put meditative relaxation, Bill Doyle, into YouTube, you'll find a relaxation, like meditation hypnosis, that's on there for about 15 minutes. And, you know, it might be worth checking that out because it might help you out a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. And we've played it on the show, too.
Yeah.
And I do believe that people have appreciated it. They've appreciated it.
Yeah, and like I said, that's going to be up on the new website soon. So, you know, it'll be easier for some people to find as well, you know.
Right. So those are ways that we can, you know, you can get out of your depression. You know, but if you really, really want to know, if you want to dig down deep so we can kind of decode some things that are going on with you.
That's it, 'cause it's different for a lot of people. You know,
right, right. You need to get a real reading. But I hope that that's something that does help you start. Also, get yourself a white candle and do some meditating and just to clean some things up. Just, you know, just imagine just let your mind go to some bad places just for a minute, just for a moment. And, you know, burn your white candle and imagine that it's all being swept away because just clean your palate, clean it out. And after you've cleaned your palate with the white for a little bit, you know, we can start stacking up. We can start reapplying, just restacking things that are, you know, to help build the person that you really want to be. You know, sometimes depression is seasonal, sometimes it's reasonable, but regardless of what it is, you've got to wipe some things clean and start over. But thanks for your question, dear. Thanks for your question, and we're going to take a call. Let me see who we got. We got Mary Lou Who. So, Mary Lou, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Hey, Nunu. I was hoping I could get a message from Spirit.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. Let's see what's going on with you. Okay, let's see. It's about... Okay. Our High Priestess is upside down. Her Traveler is upside down. And are you feeling disconnected and drained today?
A little bit.
Okay. Realistically, can you realistically go anywhere this week?
No. At the moment, my car is in the shop.
Okay, it is in the shop. Okay, I guess that's why your Traveler's upside down too. Okay, so it's about you being able to just take it easy just for the next couple of days, because very soon, and I'm probably after Sunday, there's going to be you're going to be bombarded. Okay, with business and with other things. So right now, and that may be why your car broke down too, to make you sit still or something. But you know, right now, the message that I'm receiving is for you to just go on ahead and let yourself just be for like a few days. Now, I know that sometimes that's not possible. So if you can listen to what we were just saying before about some way to maybe like create a vacation within a few hours for yourself, get a spa, something, but you really, really, really need to decompress, okay?
Okay.
That's where you are right now.
Yeah, I've been decompressing for a long time. I need to get my life back on track.
Well, there's a lot of things that look like they're going to start happening, but I mean... have you been decompressing or have you been waiting?
I'm not really sure, but just the lack of activity.
But it's not a chosen lack of activity. Well, do something. The best advice I can give, because you are being told to just surrender to the need for rest right now, do something that is not, I guess the best advice I can give you is to do something that is going to be relaxing for you, but it's a chosen relaxation, not just sitting around waiting. Because there's some stuff that's starting with you very soon. It actually looks like it's in like 5 phases. That's why I'm saying like maybe 5 days. Could be 5 weeks, but it seems like it's pretty soon. because it says soon, there's going to be the gathering of people, and the race is on. So right now you're supposed to be getting yourself fortified so that you can charge forward. Okay?
Okay. Anything?
All right, dear.
I was going to say, anything for my love life?
Anything for your what?
Love life.
For your love life? Hold on, let's see. Have you recently split off with somebody?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Cause it won't let me go backwards. It's forcing me to go forward. And this is basically what it's saying. It's saying there's some bittersweet memories from a split. Okay? Then it's telling me there's a long pause. So even if it's not recently, there's something going on. But anyway, there's a point here where there's a missing. There's like a process of someone who's doing some missing and realizing there's been carelessness and negligence. And it's telling you to be on your guard because this person shows up as very young. So whether that's actually what they are or their behavior, this person is coming back around. And the time frame for that, right now it's memories of the split. And so when I actually physically see the individual showing up, it's like 9 steps away. So just in a process of 9, this person is going to be coming back around. Okay? But it looks like it's somebody that you've already known.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem, Mary Lou. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's take another call real quickly. We have a caller from 631, and let's take this call. And how much time do we actually have left?
We've got about
12 minutes.
Yeah, just under 15.
Yeah, 12 minutes. And we got to make this quick because we need to close the show out properly. But 631, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
I want to see if I can get a message from Spirit.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Cedra.
Cedra? Okay. Do you have a real question or is that really your question?
I don't know.
No, that's okay. I mean, if you just want to see what's coming up, that's cool. That's fine. Hold on, let's see. I'm sorry?
That's fine. Just get it.
Okay. All right, hold on just a moment. And I want to keep it under control, so I want to see if there's anything that's going on with you over, like, the next couple of weeks that's kind of exciting or anything for you to look for. And, you know, we never got to make any of our predictions, Bill. We never got to talk about any of our predictions. For 2013, yeah. So we'll hurry up and we'll get that done, and then we'll close the show out properly.
Right.
But let me see something here. It's about the Ace of Cups and some extreme changes. Hold on, our High Priestess, and soon we see. Whoa. Okay, this is something that's kind of. My goodness. Cedra, are you, it's very, very blatant, and it's kind of uncomfortable, but are you, losing any people do you have any people in your life that are transitioning or trying to transition now?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, over the next couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
It does look like something is going to happen. And so just be watching, try to make this a really, really, really good season because there's some older people. There's like 2 or 3 of them that look like they may be transitioning through.
Okay.
But they do look older. Okay, they do look like they're older. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something. This year has been tough. Haven't you
yeah.
noticed that? There's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We've been losing a lot of people. I mean, and I believe that everyone has known someone. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you go years without knowing anyone that transitions on. But that's what kind of looks like is going on over the next few weeks. So just be aware. Just be aware. Okay?
I have a dream about it.
You said you've been dreaming about it?
No, I said I probably will.
We'll dream about it? Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
I understand. I understand. All right, dear. Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, did you have any predictions for the new year?
Well, I've been thinking about it. Two things. What I believe in to round it up quickly from, I'll do it in a psychic view in a moment. But I believe that there's going to be a lot of, in 2013, I think there's still going to be a lot of protests, a lot more protests, as we've seen this past year, a lot of people an uprising.
Right.
Because people aren't happy with the way they're being treated, because a lot more people's eyes are being opened more. And I think it's quite infectious because of the information that's available there. Well, what information we've got access to and word of mouth, you know, because we can't always rely on the internet. We don't know what's been censored out. But I believe there's going to be, I think things probably get worse before they get better.
Right.
But from a psychic point of view, I can see that pretty much from the beginning of the year straight through till July, there's nothing specific, there's no major events that I can see. It seems pretty smooth over those months, nothing not out of the usual, what we class as the usual. But the end of July, beginning of August, I see that something, an event's going to happen there, which is going to change the energy of the world, and something's going to happen there, end of July, beginning of August.
Well, we'll look and see. We'll do some deeper meditation on it, and we'll look and see what and try to see if we can peg what it is.
Yeah.
Now, I predict that Taco Bell is probably going to come out with some enchiladas.
You reckon?
They're probably going to come out with something with tortilla and meat and cheese and sour cream, but on a plate. Or that can be put on a plate. That's going to be pretty big.
Right. Maybe we should, like, make our own Mayan calendar.
Maybe we should.
With light tortillas, and we could call it, like, put a sauce on it and sell it as mayonnaise.
My own calendar. How about that? My own calendar.
Mayonnaise?
I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. You were so silly today. Well, you know, if anybody wants any help with anything spiritual, if anybody needs any help, you know, carving a path, if anybody wants any, readings, you know, get in touch with us. You can like Psychic Nunu. You can like Broken Earth Radio. Right now for real live readings until Thursday. We are doing a $40 discount on both 30 and 60-minute readings. So that's something that a lot of people have been taking advantage of, and it's been real hectic. It's been real hectic around here. So I was, I got started for the show late today because I had somebody that was on with me. But anyhow, so that's something that you guys can think about and consider. Like our page, Broken Earth Radio, because when we do get 250 likes, we are going to be, doing a 30-minute reading raffle. We're going to be raffling off a 30-minute reading, and that's going to be something that is really going to help somebody in a big way. Now, also, if you want to get in touch with Bill for healing or just anything related to, just hands-off healing, that sort of thing, you can contact.
Or anything, just,
Or just anything. You can contact him, Bill Doyle. That's DOYLE@live.com. But you can also reach him through Broken Earth. It's no big deal.
We really would appreciate, you know, any feedback, because it gives us the energy to continue and keep going with the show, you know. We do appreciate positive and, you know, constructive criticism. Any feedback, you know, we do appreciate it.
Of course it is. But we're always here on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK. However, this next Tuesday is Christmas Eve, and
we're not too sure at the moment. I mean, it could be the Wednesday when we're on, but it's difficult to say this time of year, so I'm sure you'll appreciate that. But there definitely will be a show sometime next week, probably towards the middle, more likely to be Wednesday, I would have thought, but we'll have to keep it. We'll just see.
Yeah. It won't be Tuesday. It might be Monday, but it'll probably be Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Of course.
Anything else you wanted to add?
That's it. I really appreciate the amount of people that's listened tonight. It seems like a lot of people have tuned in, and thank you. And we are here to help, and, you know, if there's anything you can do to help us as well, you know, we'd appreciate that. And, you know, keep your minds open and your feet on the ground. And keep tuning in.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste. And remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.